I know you were limited last week. At what point or what sort of led to the final decision not to play yesterday?
Just being smart about it. Understanding that the season is young and you don't want to do anything that'll, jeopardize a large amount of your season.
Just your thoughts on how Alfred, I talked to him after the game. He told me you gave him a few words of encouragement, tell him to play the game that he knows. Just your thoughts on how he executed yesterday.
I thought he played well, man. Carrying the load as a young cat, could probably be intimidating, and especially on the road. He played very well. I was proud of him.
What was it, as you're sitting there on the sidelines kind of watching the game, what was it that you thought was really kind of different from how you guys have executed these first games and not coming away a little more successful?
We just didn't execute as an offense. We got to stay on course, not get in bad situations, stay in manageable third downs, and I feel like we'll be okay as an offense, but it's just, we shot ourselves a lot in the foot.
Well, and not trying to look back at all, but what do you tell these young guys, as far as not just putting it, everybody's going to have a bad game or the team's not going to win every game, but just to put it behind you and kind of move on to the next one?
That's life. It's football and that's life. Things happen and, sometimes you take L's, especially in the NFL. The other team gets paid as well to do their job. And, sometimes they get the best of you. But the best thing for you and the team is just to put it behind you and focus on the next one. The next game is always the most important one.
Is it kind of, and you've done this throughout, the last couple of years, can you pick up and learn different things not being in the game, being on the sidelines and watching from a different perspective and a different look that when you do go back in that can be beneficial?
Football hasn't changed a whole lot since I've been playing. So, you're not going to pick up anything that you haven't already been aware of, but I think it just gives you a different vantage point. I think it makes you love the game a little more because you're not able to play it. It just makes you miss it, being out there with your guys that you've been sweating with all summer and all spring. So little things like that.
So any indication as to how it'll be going forward next week going into Buffalo as far as your status?
I'm just going to take it day by day. And, as soon as I feel 100%, I'll be out there with my guys.